Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to conclude the fifth parak of Maseches Shkalim by learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So Mishnah Hey discusses someone who lost. We've been discussing the whole process of buying Nesachim, so we spoke about that. You would get this this receipt when you would go to Yochanan, you'd pay Yochanan, and you'd get this receipt in return. So what if someone would lose that receipt before he got his Nesachim? Misha avad mimenu chosamo memtina lo ada erev. If someone lost his receipt, then they'd have to wait until nighttime when Yochanan Achia would have their meeting, their nightly meeting. And in Matzalo kadech someone, if they find a discrepancy that equals the value of what that guy lost, then no son, no, then you can trust that he really lost it, and you could give it to him, because obviously you see that he was telling the truth, and that's why the numbers don't add up. Vimlav lo hayalo. But if they didn't find that there was extra money at the end of the day, then obviously he was not entitled to it, and obviously he must have been lying, because he can't prove that he paid for it. V'shem hayom kosav aleihem mipnei haramotin. But they would also write the name of the day, meaning they would dafka identify what day of the week and the day of the month and what month it was, that they would like the first day of the week, the first of Nisan or whatever. They would say Sunday, first of Nisan on the actual receipt, so that people wouldn't be able to find an old receipt and reuse it. So they want to make sure that the receipts have an expiration date. So the expiration date is the end of that day. So the Mishnah talks about, now the last Mishnah of the parak talks about two different rooms that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, each that they used to store a different kind of donation. Shtei l'shachos hayu b'mikdash. There were two rooms in the Beis HaMikdash for different donations. Achas lishkas chashoim. One is called the lishkas chashoim, v'achas lishkas hakelim, and the other is called the lishkas hakelim. Lishkas chashoim. The lishkas chashoim. Chashoim means people who keep secrets. People who are Yirechet would put money in it very secretly. And Aniyim, who came from Chashva families, and therefore, because they were from Chashva families, it was extremely embarrassing for them to be able to take tzedakah money, they would secretly go in and take and get money from there to be able to get to be supported without having to suffer any sort of embarrassment. So they would take whatever they needed without having to interact with anyone who donated the money, and that, of course, is what the Rambam defines as the highest form of tzedakah, when the nosein doesn't know who he's giving to, and the mekabel doesn't know who he's getting from. It's one of the great things that we have in our generation, with the advent of giving tzedakah in all sorts of different ways, online and through intermediaries, and that it's very easy to fulfill that high level of tzedakah, that you don't know exactly who you're giving to, and the person receiving doesn't know exactly who he's getting from. It's not like the old days where, someone has to get a check, and it has a name on the check, or something like that, so you know who it's coming from. Everything gets, could be put through charity accounts and things like that. So, or organizations that make distributions. Lishchas HaKelim, the other room, was called Lishchas HaKelim. Kol mishu misnadev kli zorko l'tocha. Anyone who wanted to donate a kli to the Beis HaMikdash would throw it into the Lishchas HaKelim. V'achasosh miyom gizbarim poschin osa. And once every 30 days, they would open up that room to see what was there. V'chol kli shematzu bo tzorich l'bedek habayis menichin osa. And any kli that they had a use for in keeping the Beis HaMikdash running, like an axe or a hammer or whatever, they'd leave it and they would use it. V'hashar and any other kli that they had no real use for, a treadmill or whatever, I don't know, they would go and they would sell for its value. And whatever money they would get would go into the lishchas bedek habayis, whatever those funds were directed toward keeping up the Beis HaMikdash, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Hey, we learned that if someone lost their chosam, they have to wait to the end of the day and see if the accounting works out, that there actually was such a discrepancy in the meeting with Achia and Yochanan at the end of the day, and if there was such a discrepancy, we see they're telling the truth and they get a new chosam. But if there's no such discrepancy, they don't get a new chosam, and they would make sure that the chosam had an expiration date of that day, so that people couldn't use old chosamos. And then in Mishnah Vav, we learned about two different types of rooms that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. One where you could just drop off tzedakah money, and then people from prominent families who needed it would be able to come and take it secretly, and that was called Lishkas Chashoim, the very discreet, secretive room. And the other one was called the Lishkas HaKelim, where anyone who wanted to donate a kli to the Beis HaMikdash was able to drop off a kli in that room, and then they can use that that, and then once every 30 days, the Gizbarim would open up that room and see if there's anything useful there. And if there's nothing useful there, at least they would, if there was nothing useful there, they would sell, or the stuff that wasn't useful, they would sell and use the money for Bedek HaBayis. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav of Masechta Shkalim.